And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge him. And he, I am a living witness, will direct our path. That's why through it all, we know we can make it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, we come to you this morning. We adore you. We extol you. We lift you up. We give your name the highest praise, for you alone are God. You are alone are the most high God. You are the only one, Lord. You are our confidant, our Savior, our friend. You are our all in all, and we thank you this morning. We thank and praise you, O God, for getting us up this morning in our right minds, O God. We thank you, Lord, for enabling us to come to the table here at the TMC, as the TMC family, to hear your word, to feast on your word, to pray. We thank and praise you, Lord, for our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who were forever faithful, forever dedicated to the mission that you put before them. We thank you so much, O God, for the Diaz de Leon family. And, Lord, we ask that you will bless Dr. P.K. Roberts, that you will continue to touch her body in the name of Jesus, that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa, O God, and with the Diaz de Leon family. Lord, order their footsteps, continue to be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will bring forth a message this morning that we know is going to enrich, enhance, and encourage us as believers as we begin our day. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you have already downloaded a message that we know is from the throne room of heaven, and it will go forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. We thank and praise you for each and every family member who has gathered to join us, Lord. You know what they stand in need of, and because you brought them through it all in the past, we know that you will bring them through it all again. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and you alone. We give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, I love you, I love you, I love you. And as I said, I love me some TMC family. God bless you. Host, are you there?
I am here, my big spiritual sister. I love you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you, and I love you back.
Well, good morning, and God bless each and every one of you. Like Minister Willa, I want to greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning on this call, the Master's Call. And I am Ada Grace, and I hail from Brooklyn, New York, via Chicago. And if this is your first time joining us on the Master's Call this morning, once again, I want to give you a big old warm welcome on behalf of our founders of this call, co-founders, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This call, the Master's Call, was founded on October 25th, 2010, by these wonderful and appointed women. And this ministry is based on scripture that can be found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13. And I'd like to read that for you. When I cry to you for help, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. And so just like you heard Minister Willa pray and greet and seek each and every one of us, we will also end this call with prayer. Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And every Friday, since the inception of this call, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live on Friday. So if you're able to join us live, we will pray with you and for you. Now, the Master's Call has a website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. If you would like to, are able to join us on Friday, and you want to share or send your prayer requests or praise reports to us, you can do so by sending us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. Now, the wonderful, phenomenal company that brought all of us together is Artist International. We are now under the heading of Artist Life. That company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And we are very, very excited about the greater and newer things that are happening here at Artist. In fact, all roads are leading to California, June 4th, and Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th for the Artist Ignite Conference. Now, I'm so excited because Doug and I, we got our tickets. We got a friend of ours that we're staying with down there. We got our rental car. We are going there, and we are expecting great things at the conference. So it's not too late for you to join us. Now, let me make sure I got all my notes here. Forgive me. Now, immediately following this call, we have the new morning motivational call. Now, that call was founded by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and she has since passed the baton on to a group of dynamic leaders who help train us and teach us, encourage us, educate us on how we can grow our artist business. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539-598-POUND. Now, just a couple of months ago, we were so blessed to have a new vice president of sales, Mr. Clement Boyd. And Mr. Clement Boyd came right in and started helping us grow, develop, and every night up until the end of this month to help us, he is doing a live call at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, that number is 712-432-1699 with a code of 857-150-POUND. Now, if you're not able to get on that call live, we also have a business on-demand overview that you can share with prospects and guests. And that number is 641-715-3900 with the extension of 904-434-POUND. Now, I'm going to get ready to introduce the man of God that is going to come and encourage us in the word this morning. I am so happy to have the privilege and the honor to introduce our speaker this morning. He is no stranger to the Master's call. He is none other than Minister Lance Waterman, also known as Coach LA. Make a decision, move now, is the mantra of Coach LA has embodied as a certified life coach professional, a coach and a professional coach, a health and wellness coach, a business coach, an executive coach, whatever coach you need, all right? Coach LA is committed to helping individuals transform their mind, body, and spirit by creating and accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan. Through his flagship coaching program, Prepare for Success Now and Defeating Procrastination, Coach LA inspires and empowers individuals to take their life to the next level and tap into the greatness that is within them. Now, I want you to go to our website and read the rest of this man's wonderful bio. I do know that he is married to the love of his life, Sister Lori, and they have some canines there in Florida. He is a man of God. He is a preacher and teacher of the Word of God. He loves to help others. We are so privileged and honored to have him. So at this time, I'm going to move myself on out of the way, and I'm going to present to some and introduce to others the wonderful, the dynamic, the always having an on-time word, the encouraging, the handsome, seeing there working it out, Bring yourself onto the line, Mr. Coach L.A., the floor is yours. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Sister Ada. God bless you and your wonderful, good-looking husband. Thank you, Dr. PK. Oh, my God. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This morning, I just want to come bring a short word, and as a reminder, when God had asked Moses what was in his hand recently, I was murmuring and complaining under my breath, and, Lord, when are you going to open up doors of opportunity? And God had to ask me, he said, Lance, what is it that's in your hand? I'm going to remind you that in Exodus 4, verses 1 through 5, the content revolves around the call of Moses to be the deliverer of Israel. Now, God wasn't asking me to be a deliverer of anybody, but he was just saying, hey, Lance, I want you to think about what I've blessed you with and what is that in your hand that's reminding you where you were and where you are today. See, now, Moses is 80 years old. He is a fugitive from Egypt. He lives with his father-in-law, Jethro, and he keeps Jethro's sheep. He does not appear to be a likely choice for the ministry God has in mind. Remember, he's 80 years old. God is calling him to be the deliverer of Israel, the people of Israel. See, when the call of God comes, Moses gives every excuse. I want to say that again. He gives every excuse he could think of to get out of what God has for him. I wonder if we have given God some excuses to get out of what God is calling us to do, amen, for his ministry. Perhaps God is nudging you to do something extraordinary for your artist business, to get people to invest, don't sell them anything, but get them to invest in their health. And perhaps you're finding excuses not to go beyond to get those people to invest in their health. See, God is calling Moses, and Moses is giving the excuse why he shouldn't. He says he doesn't feel worthy. Perhaps some of us have said the same thing. Lord, I don't feel worthy. He says he doesn't even know God's name. Perhaps you're not feeding yourself the spiritual food. Perhaps you're not spending time in the assemblies of God. Perhaps you're not reading that word. Perhaps you're not getting that download. Moses says he doesn't feel worthy. He doesn't know God's name. He says the people will not believe him. Doubt and fear have now crept up into Moses. He says the people will not believe him. He says that he is not good with words. Perhaps some of you feel you're not good with words. Perhaps you didn't finish high school. Perhaps you got a GED and you still feel you're not comfortable. Moses says he's not good with earth. He says, send another. And oftentimes we say we're not worthy. Lord, send somebody else instead of me. See, after all these excuses, Moses go to do what the Lord has told him to do. So fam, I'm encouraging you right now to do as God is calling you to do. In spite of how it feels, in spite of how it looks, do what God is calling you to do. So what exactly did Moses have in his hand? See, Moses had three things in his hand. He had his personality in his hand. Moses held problems in his hand. And then the third thing, Moses held potential in his hand. Family, I stopped by this morning because I want you to think exactly about what it is that's in your hand. And let me just expound a little bit about these three things that Moses had in his hand. His personality. See, all of these things, whether they were good or bad, identify us and control our lives. What is in your hand? We come to depend on the things we hold in our hands, and we may think we can't live without them. Remember, your personality is in your hands. Like a shepherd leans on his staff, we lean on the things that we hold in our hands. Please reexamine what's in your hands. What's your crutch? We look at some of the things we hold in our hands, and we believe that those things are all we will ever be. God will use you as he has used Moses to teach us that we can rise above that we hold in our hands. We will see that what we hold does not have a hold on us. I want to say that again. We will see that what we hold does not have a hold on us. TMC call, what's in your hand this morning? Let's look at the problem Moses held in his hand. See, God knew what Moses had in his hand. God was not asking for information. God was asking for instruction. Have you noticed recently God was asking you, TMC call, what was in or what is in your hand? God was asking Moses to carefully consider the things he held in his hand. We're talking about some problems you are holding in your hand this morning that you need to release in order for God to give back to you. In Moses' life, the thing he held also held him. Oh, I'm going to say that again. In Moses' life, the thing he held also held him. Yeah, we're talking about problems that are holding you back from receiving all that God has in store for you this morning. The rod identified Moses, and that rod also represented all the problems in Moses' life. I want to say that again, because perhaps the thing that is holding you is representing all the problems in your life. A bad attitude, a jacked up, messed up relationship, a marriage that went south 5 years ago and you are still holding on to it. Death. You can't get rid of it and you can't come out of it. You thought about doing everything possibly under the sun, but it's still holding you back. Again, let me reiterate, the rod identified Moses, and that rod also represented the problems Moses held in his life. That rod reminded him that he used to be a prince. Oh, come on, somebody. That rod reminded him that he was just a servant. That rod reminded Moses, amen, that he was poor and he owned absolutely nothing. Remember, 80 years old, and he worked and lived with his father Jethro, and he kept the sheep. That rod reminded Moses that his life was filled with vast potential at one time, but now it was merely a has-been, a washed-up nobody, and on the backside of the desert. See, all the things I mentioned before have the ability to define us. Our sins, our past, our hurts, our negative feelings about others all impact who we are and how we relate to those around us. They even determine how we serve the Lord. If I allow the negative aspects of my life to control me, then I will stand in the way of God and all that his will is for my life. So family, what's in your hands? What's in your hands? Let's examine the potential that's in your hands. See, Moses held his potential in his hands. He not only held his personality, which we just went over, and he held the problems, which we just reiterated. Now he holds the potential in his hand. When Moses objects to God's call on his life, he uses a series of miracles to teach Moses the truth that God will go with him into Egypt and that God will work through him. There's potential in your life. I remember the old Jimmy Casta record. It says P-O-T-E-N-T-I-A-L. It's potential. And God is saying you got potential in your life this morning. You got potential to be great. You got potential to rise above the ashes of your life. You got potential to do the things God wants you to do. You got potential to walk on water, to have that water walking faith. You got potential. God has installed in each and every one of us his DNA. We have the mind of Christ. We all have the things we have to be successful in life. You just have to tap into it because you have potential in your hand. Moses is commanded to take the rod and cast it to the ground. And when Moses does that and he was obedient, he turned that rod into a serpent. Seeing Moses take that stick and turn it into a cobra would be a commentary to both the Israel and the Egyptian. They saw it and misbelieved. Here's the point. To Moses, that rod was nothing but a tool. It was a weapon. It was a necessary part of his life. In his hand, it helped support him. Remember now that shepherd's stick was one a powerful rod. In his hand, it helped support him. It helped protect and guide his flock. It helped him in many ways, day by day. But in his hand, it was just a dead, dried-up stick to Moses. But that stick was given over to the Lord. It became a living thing. It became a thing of power that God used to defeat Israel's enemies. Family, what is the potential that's in your hands this morning that you have not yet tapped into? I come by this morning to remind you that you have your personality, problems, and potential in your hands. So what is it that you will do with these things? It was used to confront the Israel, that staff that once was a scepter. It was used to turn the water of Egypt into blood. That staff was used to bring forth the plagues of frogs. These are the wonders of that staff. Imagine if you recognize and you saw the potential in your hand, it would be used to turn your artist business around and netted you the results that you sought after. It was used to bring forth the plagues. It was used to bring forth the plagues of thunder and hail. It was used to call the east wind and blew the plague of locusts. It was used to part the Red Sea. Imagine. When God calls you to use that which is in your hand, imagine the possibilities and the potentials that would net you the gains that you sought after. Family, I ask you this morning again, what it is that's in your hand? Remember, God is not asking you, TMC, for information. He's not asking you to explain in detail what it is because God already knows. God is asking for specific instructions. God is asking TMC to carefully consider the things that you hold in your hands and in the life of Moses, the things that held him. Re-examine you what it is that's holding you as opposed to what it is that's you're holding in your hand. Because what it is that you're holding is more powerful than you can ever imagine. So again, TMC, I pose this question to you. What is that in thy hand this morning? Minister Ada, back to you.
Amen, amen. Personality, problems, and potential. Thank you. Thank you, Coach L.A., for that great word today. And I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the man of God today that stopped by on the Master's Call to remind us of what you have put in our hands. We ask right now, Father God, that you continue to bless Minister Lance, Coach L.A., and his lovely wife and their canines and his ministry, his coaching business. Lord, continue to open doors that no man can shut in his life. Father God, we thank you for our founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we believe is healed and whole. We thank you for our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for our artist family, Alejandra and Elvia, Mama and Papa, Mr. Boyd, and all of those that are connected to Artist Life International. We thank you, Father God, for those that are pressing and making their way to the Artist Ignite Conference, Lord. We ask that you continue to make provision. We ask that you continue to bless and give Holy Ghost hookups. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your loving kindness. We want to remember those that are in a season of bereavement this morning. You know who they are. We ask that you give them special comfort, oh God. Let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them. And we love you and we bless you. We thank you, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I do want to give you a couple of announcements before I have the man of God come back and close us out. Once again, all roads are leading to Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th. If you go to events.artistlife.com, you can register there still for the low price of $35, but I believe that will be going up soon. So take care of that today. Tonight at 9 p.m., Vice President of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, will be doing a live call at 9 p.m., 712-432-1699 with the access code of 857-150. Get your prospects on the call. Get your family, friends, neighbors, loved ones on that call. Once again, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and then you find out where it is in your from there is 712-432-1699-857-150. Now, most of us are getting ready to head over to the new morning motivational call, and that number is 641-715-3865 with an access code of 539-598-pound. Now, I don't know about you, but I have to listen to a message over and over again. And so if you would like to hear the playback for this call today, you may do so by dialing 712-432-1085 with the access code of 957-677-pound. I want to thank you, my big sister, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting God's people and giving us that wonderful tag, Through It All, Learning How to Trust in Jesus Through It All. And Coach L.A., what a word, what a word. Thank you, man of God. What's Amen. In thy hands? Would you come on back and give us our closing benediction, sir?
Amen. Thank you, Minister Ada. Praise God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 11, I love this scripture, and I will continue to recite it because it's just the backbone of what everything that God is doing for my life. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." See, the Lord declares he knows the plans he has for you, plans to prosper you. It's going to prosper you, and it will not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. See, that future is an expected end. You should expect God to do something for you today because God says, I know the plans I have for you, and it will prosper you. It will not harm you. There are plans to give you hope and an expected end. TMC family, I pray that the Lord will prosper you and prosper your steps. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go out and have a great day and make an accountable. Make a decision and move now.